You can hear more cicadas and birds than water along the Gumbolimbo Trail inside of Everglades National Park. But as this water slowly makes its way through seagrass and nutrient-rich soil, it becomes some of the purest water nature can make.
If you poured out a bottle of bottled drinking water, it would be a violation.
A federal violation, says Kara Kapp, one of the people who works on the Everglades Restoration Program. Underneath all of this pure water, the Biscayne Aquifer. So whether you know it or not, you likely consume Everglades water every single time you turn on your tap.
Two-thirds of Floridians get their drinking water from areas of the Everglades.
Over the years, urban development and sea level rise have changed this national park's filtration, so there's less of this very pure water than there used to be. But Cap says the Everglades can be a solution to what's becoming a salty aquifer.
And as we're restoring the Everglades and stacking more freshwater on the land, it pushes back against that saltwater intrusion in the aquifer.
This park's movement of drops of water from Lake Okeechobee to Florida Bay.
It's nature's perfect filtration system.
As freshwater leaves the Everglades and flows south and east, it enters Biscayne National Park through a series of man-made canals. This place is different from every other national park in the country. 95% of it is in the Atlantic Ocean. Obviously, most of it is saltwater, but the freshwater is critical for the coral and seagrass in the bay. Gary Bremen is a park ranger.
There were places where, if you knew the right spot to go, you could throw a bucket over the side of your boat and pull up freshwater to drink. That doesn't happen anymore.
Fresh water from underwater springs in the middle of the bay. That was before urban development. There's also overfishing. So now Biscayne National Park is establishing a marine reserve in part of the bay where fishing will be prohibited.
I think it's going to hurt a lot of businesses like ours.
Tico Delgado is the assistant manager at Bite Me Bait Shack in Homestead near Biscayne Bay.
I know a lot of people that have been fishing there since like 3 years old. What are they going to do now?
But the reserve will allow wildlife to flourish again. And these days, Bremen's pretty psyched that fish are not the only things being caught in Biscayne National Park.
What'd you catch? Pokemon. They catch a Meowth, and I pull out a replica of a saber-toothed cat tooth. Suddenly they're connecting in a whole different way.
But South Florida's parks are home to monsters of their own, millions of years older than saber-toothed cats.
Alligators. In the Big Cypress National Preserve, you can walk through waist-deep water to see their nesting grounds. They're called alligator holes. During the dry season, this is where an alligator feeds.
The alligator kind of has a fast food restaurant in there.
Lisa Andrews is a ranger at the preserve.
He can lay in the alligator hole nice and wet through the dry season, and everything will come there to him.
The alligator holes act as a kind of bowl of water. It's where fish and birds, raccoons, and carnivorous flowers also eat during the dry season, typically around January through March, when most of the marsh dries up. During the summer, when the marsh is wet, they can live throughout the preserve. The alligator holes are surrounded by cypress trees. From inside, they look like a forest on top of a pond. Andrews calls them cypress domes.
The alligator hole is in the center of the dome.
The domes have confused visitors for years, because from far away, they look like hills. Barbara Marsh Weatherall is a tourist from California. She saw the domes from her plane.
It looked like green volcanoes spotted across the landscape, and I didn't know what they were.
Cypress trees thrive when their roots are covered in water. So the deeper the alligators burrow, the bigger the trees grow. And that's part of why this place is called Big Cypress National Preserve.